right. Father, thank you for this day. In Jesus' mighty name, the devil's gone. Hey, Father, protect the seed of your kingdom. Military, kingdom military, Father, send legions of angels out to protect this seed, be its own. In the name of Jesus, protect your children and anyone the devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. Expose the enemy coming against us and anyone that hears the gospel, the good news of the fact that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, the gospel of peace to cover our feet are Jesus' J's. It is written and current on record, you shall worship the Lord your God, and to him only shall you render sacred service. Worship him, break your knees, bow down to the ground, face down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I break my knees. I confess that I sinned against you and you only. I ask that you forgive me for willfully disregarding your will and not reading and feeding my spirit your word, so I can mature and receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, that I might reign in life through the one Jesus Christ, who the chief shepherd and foundation, who was led as a sheep to the slaughter. All my sins are washed away, past, present, and future. Nothing but the blood, precious blood of Jesus, sets me free from the world, the flesh, and death, and the devil. The snare of the fowler, the trap of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. All powers of darkness, all bad medicine. In the name of Jesus, all curses are broken. All spells and curses are broken. All doors are closed. Because my God is greater, my God is stronger. In the name of Jesus, Father, send legions of angels to crush the works of the enemy coming against me. Thank you, Father, for hearing and doing super abundantly, far over and above all that I dare ask or think. Infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams, according to your Holy Spirit's power at work in me. And that same power was at work in Jesus when he was raised from the dead. And when he lived, casting out demons, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, feeding the multitudes, amen, and raising the dead. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He said, man, read it. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of the chief shepherd that was led as a sheep to the slaughter. We all fall short of the glory of God. Don't get it. Don't twist the scriptures and frustrate the given rights. Acquire Christ, edify. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. Amen. All right, Father, thank you for this day. In Jesus' mighty name, the devil's gonna hate. It is written, be gone, Satan. Exorcist, be gone, Satan, and keep on going, for it is written, man shall live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone. In the name of Jesus, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Three temptations when Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. Get it through your head. It's the Father's will that all, that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Because he is greater. My God is greater. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. Looking at the mirror of the word and observing the fact that this reflection is of a man that's been created in my Father's image. Holy Spirit, help me reflect your character. Because right now, it's like I'm in the dark for my own, stressed out, reaching for something to touch, feeling around, searching for a glimpse of life, any hint of life, any notice of motion, eyes adjusting in order to slowly expose the deceiving demons lurking in the shadows, unable to come to the light because the deeds are evil. They aim to take my peace and distort my reality like a dream. It seems so real, but then it gets to a point where the Holy Spirit lets me know that I need the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 and trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding and acknowledge the Father in all my ways so he can direct my path. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Amen. Don't put the Lord your God to the test and twist the scriptures. Don't question him, because the devil will come himself to snatch that seed of the kingdom away. He comes himself to snatch the seed of the kingdom sown in the heart of the Father's creation. Oh my God, is greater, and it's the same old thing that you're talking about, man. It's easy to be wicked. It's easy to be ignorant and disregard the Father's will. It's the broken road full of potholes and pits of perdition, glorifying worldly things. One day that's all gonna change. In the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ will rise. And those that remain will be caught up with them in the sky. Harpazo. Let's start that over. Lord, thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, flow. Let them know. Show them the fact that you are in control and that all things are working together for good for his name's sake. This is the day that my daddy made. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me rejoice and help me be glad in it. I'm demanding your supernatural intervention right now, daddy. Because it's the same old thing that you're talking about, man. It's easy to be wicked. It's easy to be ignorant and disregard the Father's will. It's a broken road full of potholes and pits of perdition. Glorifying worldly things. One day that's all gonna change. In the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ will rise, and those that remain will be caught up with him in the sky. Harpazo, Isaiah 25 in the Septuagint version. Oh Lord, I will glorify you, I will sing to your name, for you have done wonderful things, even an ancient and faithful counsel. So be it. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for loving me so much that you gave your one and only son, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life. For you did not send your son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. Now this is salvation by grace through faith, and it's not of ourselves or of works. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. And if you do and it boasting, it should be in the fact that you know the one and only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you sin, who love, who desires to, thank you, Holy Spirit, flow. Jeremiah 9:24. Let them that boast in this, that they know and understand me, who exercises loving kindness, mercy, and judgment in the earth. For in these things is my pleasure, says the Lord. That's my daddy, that's my Abba, that's my Papa. I always call upon him. I see myself like a child, standing on his feet, arms raised in the air, worshiping him, amen. And he's walking me on his feet, footprints in the sand. I'm holding my dad is holding my hands, and I stand on his feet as we walk on the beach. By the beach, boy, by the beach. This is fire, I spit that fire. They call me Dylan. Can I get to amen? Amen. Thank you, Father, for this day in Jesus' mighty name. The name above all names, because Jesus was raised to the highest place of honor. He is King and Conqueror. And we are more than conquerors over every circumstance and situation through Christ Jesus, because he is greater in us than Satan that's in the world. In the name of Jesus, Father, crush the works of the enemy coming against the devil, attempting to snatch that seed away from anybody that hears about the kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for doing super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond the highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. According to your Holy Spirit's power that's operative in me, in your children, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking, I'm praying for kingdom knowledge. Help me process what I hear, and I'm listening. I'm seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. I know it's all Jesus, your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased, not us, because your grace is sufficient for us. That Jesus is our sufficiency, because your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Okay, your grace is sufficient for us, because when we look to your Son that died for us and acknowledge the fact that we've been forgiven by the precious blood of Jesus, you let us know we are a precious purchase of the Redeemer who left eternity and entered this physical realm just to... You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to prove it, but you did physically go and suffering. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. Can I get a amen? Can someone come into agreement? Can someone raise a hallelujah for the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of the Father, who always welcomes us with open arms, who leaves the 99 just for us, who are less than the least of our wretched man that we are, wretched creation of the Father that we are. Jesus, thank you. Man, Holy Spirit flow, amen. Can someone say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus? Thank you so much for proving, showing yourself mighty every day in my life, and forgive me for not acknowledging my blessings. Let me help you unwrap the gift. Our Holy Spirit, help us, help me unwrap the gift of the Father, because he gave present inheritance, knowing him, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. The Father's grace is sufficient for us, because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. Come into agreement. Other than that, if not, you're on the devil's team, and he's defeated. The devil's been defeated. Death has been defeated. Line upon line, death has been defeated. Precept upon precept, the King is alive. Receive him. Receive the finished work of the King Jesus that made the Christ legal and made the public spectacle of the enemy at the cross, showing himself mighty, proving that God is in control and that all things are working together for good for his name's sake. This is the day that my daddy made. Deck toss. Holy Spirit, help us receive and enjoy our abundant inheritance, the abundant life that Jesus died to give us, knowing the Father, knowing our Creator, our Maker, now the one and only true God, and Jesus, the Son, the manifested character of the Father that the Holy Spirit was operative in. Woo! Amen. Thank you. Preach, young Victor, preach, young Victor, preach. Holy Spirit, flow through me in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking, I'm praying for kingdom knowledge every day, because I need your help. Amen. Can someone come into agreement? Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. Amen.